Dirty Day the Two away in Manchester by Daniel Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. It's always a very, very great pleasure to be here, but in particular today is the yahrzeit of my father, Zochen Levracha, so the Shir should be Leila Nishmasai, and Nishmas Havakiv Yona, and everyone Zochen Levracha. The subject I want to talk about is quite a complicated one, but we'll try and make some kind of path through it. The idea of Maris Ayin, and it's connected, connected to prohibition of Chashad. So let me start at the beginning. What got me thinking about the subject was a question Shaila, someone asked me quite a few years ago. And this is how it went. So this person was going on Yom Tov, a lady going on Yom Tov to South Manchester. I don't remember all of the protim. I think it was for a simcha, whatever it was. But either way, she had to walk to, maybe it was, I don't know, Gatley, whatever it was. Which is fine, yeah? No problem with chum. But she wanted to wear comfortable shoes on the way. And less comfortable, more fancy shoes when she arrived. So she put her more fancy shoes in a bag. And she set off walking through town. And what she didn't realize is that she had the bag she had taken off her shelf was, naniach, let's say, a Marks and Spencer's bag. So one fine Yom Tov afternoon, she's walking through town, down Market Street, with a bag with shoes in from Marks and Spencer's. And she meets someone who knows her somewhat. We won't ask what that person was doing there. Maybe that person was also walking, don't know. But either way, that person saw this person and their face, their mouth dropped. They looked them up and down. They're walking down Market Street. They've got Marks and Spencer's bag in their hand. They were like, that's the story. This lady came to me and said, has she been over something through this story? Maybe we'll get to the answer at the end. Much more common, Shaila, much more practical, Shaila, for most of us, is questions surrounding where we can eat. So can we pop into a trefa restaurant, for example, to buy, let's say, a drink, kosher drink, to use the bathroom, to go to a business meeting, v'chulu v'chulu. So that's much more of a common question. Perhaps we'll deal with that by the time we get to the end. But let's take it all step by step. Let's go through it. So first things first, let's talk about a source really in a pasuk. Pasuk in Parshas Matos, talking about the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, if you do as you promised and you go into Eretz Yisrael and you fight the war first, then says Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yisem nikim, Me Hashem umi Yisrael. You'll be naki, you'll be clean, you'll be innocent. Me Hashem. So in other words, you'll have done what you committed to do. You've gone chalutzim mifnei b'nei Yisrael. You've gone the advance guard into Eretz Yisrael. Nikim me Hashem umi Yisrael. From the rest of the Yidden as well. So the rest of the Yidden who maybe are thinking now, but they got b'nei Reuven, just want it easy. They want to sit here every Yardin. They don't want to come with us into Eretz Yisrael and have to fight the wars. He's in the king. When you go in, they'll see that really you're innocent. Okay? Pasuk. But the Mishnah in Shkalim takes that pasuk and turns it into a practical halacha. Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, talking about the person who is Torim the Shkalim, the person who goes to the boxes in the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohen goes to the boxes where the Shkalim were, and he has to take out the Shkalim for use. Very famous Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, the Torah, the person who takes the shkolim from the box, the kohen, can't wear a cloak with a border, can't wear shoes, or a hem or a border, sandal or with sandals, why not? Says the Mishnah, Shema Yoni. Maybe you'll get poor, and people will say, ah, that kohen, 10 years ago he had the job of taking shkolim from the box, maybe because he stole Melvin Alishka Heoni, or the opposite, Shema Yashir, he'll suddenly his stocks and shares will go up and he'll become wealthy, and they'll say, Mitrumus Alishka Heoshir, they became rich from stealing money from the Alishka. And the Mishnah says, and the Pasuk says, Bisa Nikim, Meshem, or Misal. So the Kayan knows that he's not taken any of the shkolim. But he also needs to be Naki Miyasal as well. If they will be Choshed him, and really they're being Choshed B'Kesherim, we'll return to that. He hasn't stolen anything. But he's not allowed to leave them even space to be choshed at all. Because if he does, he's over the Issa of Chashad. And so from the Mishnah, it's from a Pasuk, and there's Machlek, because the Pasuk is Deiraisa, Derabbanon, because it's from a Pasuk. So generally speaking, Pasuk holders, Derabbanon, this is a Smach, but either way, I have a source in a Pasuk that a person has to be careful. Now, I should pause for a second and just bring you a Chasam Sefer, which is really quite astonishing. The Chasam Sefer writes, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztaer Al Mikraza. Chasam Sefer of Pashuk says, all my lifetime, this pasuk, v'isa nikir me'ashem mi'sar, bothered me. Because it's two chayvis, two obligations. Nikir me'ashem mi'sparach, and nikir mi'sar l'amai. First has to do, Chasam Sefer says, I know I have to fulfill everything the Eibishter wants. If you knock him me'ashem, when I go before Beis Shammah, the Kosh Baruch will say, Chasam Sefer, you're totally knocking. But also, umi yisar, yisar l'amai. Also, the people also have to know that I'm knocking as well, that I'm innocent as well. And he says it's much easier to be Mekayim the first chayva. It's much easier to be Noki Me Hashem. But Yaisa Harbev Yaisa. It's much harder, Milot says to the Abrius, that people shouldn't be Choshed you. Keim Choshvim Machshova Zoros. Because people think strange things. Anyone who's been in a position of leadership knows that sometimes people just totally misunderstood a person's behavior. A person, I don't know, doesn't come to a Komos Matzeva and it's because his car broke down. And the person thinks it was a personal insult against my family. Yeah, possible. People think Machshava Zaros. Says of Chasam Sefer, he doesn't say, what do I care about people's Machshava Zaros? Right? Chasam Sefer can say, what do I care? So these people think twisted ways. And they see bad where there isn't really any bad. So what do I care if he's knocking me Hashem? Says the Chasefer, Kol Yom Ha'isim Mitztaer. My whole life I was worried that people with their Machshava Zaros shouldn't think bad about me. They have to be knocking me Sol Amoy as well. Now this sets a very, very high bar, to be fair. And the truth is, as we proceed, we'll see that perhaps it's not quite Halach L'maisa. And Mr. Finn, I would say this is really for the Chasam Sefer and people like him. But on the surface, this fits very well with the Mishnah in Shkalim. Which person is thinking that the Kayan who goes into the Beis HaMikdash with tefillin on is going so that he can stick coins under his tefillin? What kind of thinking is that? It's about a Kayan. Presumably they chose one of the very, very trustworthy Kayanim, an older, senior Kayan. 10 years down the line, he goes poor, he goes rich, as people start thinking, oh, he wants that tefillin on, maybe he stuck coins under his tefillin. It's astonishing. So seemingly, the Chasefer fits very well with that. That despite the fact that people may be totally off the mark, but nonetheless, v'yisi nekiyim me'Hashem or mi'Yisrael. Person has to be innocent for Yisrael as well. But we'll see a little bit, perhaps that's not quite halach l'maisa, but let's start with that as our starting point. So let's look a little bit more at this idea of chashad. So this is already here a practical lacha. We're not all kahanim in the lishka, but more a practical lacha hilchas Shabbos. So Mishnah Kufim Mem Vav on the base says, Mishnishu Kela Baderech, someone who gets their clothes wet when they're walking, they're allowed to continue walking, etc. When he gets to the inside the Eruv, he can spread them out to dry. Not where people can see. And Rashi says, why? People will think, start hanging out your laundry. Even though he didn't do kvis on Shabbos, people are going to think, okay, it's a problem. The chashad is the problem. They're going to think, we thought that person was really from. And here they're doing the washing on Shabbos. It's chashad. Another similar set of halachas brought in Avodah Zarah, all surround Avodah Zarah. So one example, is in Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, talks about gargoyles. Right? So partzufim, amakalchim, mayim, lekrochim. So it seems, and I think possibly they still have it, fountains where the mouth or water, drinking fountains, where the mouth of the drinking fountain is a gargoyle, is an image of a Avodah Zarah. And so the Gemara says, you're not leaniach piv al piem. the yishta. The normal way of drinking, apparently, not terribly hygienic, but normal way of drinking, apparently, is to put one's mouth to this gargoyle thingy. And says, the Gemara is not allowed to do that, but it's shenira, kemanashik, lavedes kechavim. Because it looks as if you're kissing avodah zarah. And likewise, if someone drops a little bit earlier, the Dafa talks about a mayan and moshach, and water, we have to bend down to drink in front of avodah zarah, or someone who drops money in front of avodah zarah, and all of these things. So a person can't bow down to pick up his money, etc. And it's all because of this idea of chashad. So let's just make this quite important chiluk here. According to Rav Moshe, this is a totally separate issa. According to others, it's a subcategory of marasayin. But the problem here is in case people will see you doing something wrong. Sorry. See you do something right. Think you're doing something wrong. And bechayshed you. Chashad. Bechayshed you. Think that maybe you're actually really a Rosha. Really over the Vazara. Really Michal Shas Vahesi. Really a Ganef. And therefore those things are awesome. And again, Machlekes if that's Leiraisa the Rabbanan, but that's the klal. Now, although the word chashad and maris ayin are used interchangeably, according to Rav Moshe, according to Rav Asher Weiss, they're not really interchangeable. They're really two separate sorim. Because maris ayin is really something different entirely. So the most famous mekor of maris ayin is in Croesus. So there we have the very famous halacha. Someone wants to drink fish blood. Strange desire, but okay. First of all, drink fish blood. Fish blood is mutter, right? Drink fish blood to your heart's content. But says the Gemara in Croesus Amarav, that what you're not allowed to do is take the fish blood and put it in a cup. So you really want to take your fish blood experience to the nth degree. You want to actually somehow squeeze it, how you do it. You want to fill yourself a vessel full of fish blood, walking to shore drinking fish blood. Looks like animal blood. Says the Gemara, that's asa. Even though fish blood is mutter, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because of maris ayin. Not chashad, maris ayin. Unless you put kaskasim, which possibly makes it even more disgusting, but okay. In case you, unless you put scales, you want to season your fish blood cocktail with scales, then people can see the scales, and then it's not maris ayin. So here Rashi says, the mechle b'dam behema, the problem here is that a person will think you're drinking dam behema. But not that they'll think, look at that guy walking to shore drinking blood from a cow. The person will say, if he's doing it, it must be mutter. And that's maris ayin. They're really two entirely separate things. Maris ayin, a person sees you doing something which is really mutter. They think it's asa, but they think, I know that guy, he can't possibly be doing something which is asa, and therefore whatever I think he's doing is really mutter. So that guy will go home, say to his wife, you know, there's a great new cocktail on the market, it's called bull blood, please fill me up a glass of bull blood. I mean, Cohen walked in Mechzik Hedas with a cup of bull blood, so I'm drinking bull blood from today. That's maris ayin. Two, either they're subcategorizing the same thing, or they're two separate things. Conceptually, they're different two separate things. And when we approach these shailas, therefore, we need to look at these two separate things. One is chashad. Person's going to think that you're not an Eilich Yid, you're actually a Baal Aveira. And the other one is going to think you're definitely Eilich Yid. Opposite. You're definitely Eilich Yid. So that's definitely a very, very good point. So let's talk about Donald Kafskos for a second. Let's talk about Donald Kafskos, the end part of the question first. So first of all, when it comes to maris ayin, the whole point is that the person is being Donald Kafskos. Right, the whole point is they saw you walk into shul with a cup full of blood, and they can't possibly believe that you're doing something awesome. But rather than thinking it's fish blood, because after all, who drinks fish blood? They think to themselves, maybe, you know, when I went to Cheder, it was a bit mixed up and I got the wrong message. And really, blood's mutter, you see, that guy's doing it. It's hard nowadays to see that, and we'll talk about that soon, but that's what the Gemara says. Right? The fish blood, possibility someone will think you're drinking meat blood. So they are being Don Kaskos. Chashad is really a much better question. person shouldn't be done a kaschos of the kain in the base of Mikdash. A person shouldn't be done a kaschos, the person got caught in the rain. How can that be? So according to some days, the truth is there are two separate obligations. The seer has an obligation to don a kaschos, and the seen has an obligation not to do something which causes someone to be over don a kaschos. It can really be an idea of really being machti, making someone do an avera. Really, a person should say, you got richer, you got poorer because your stocks went up and down. Nothing to do with taking stuff from the Lishka, the Beis Hamikdash. But by you going in with clothes on, you're kind of misleading them. I think the clearest answer, though, really, this is really quite important, is it's really about balance of probabilities. That when it, and we'll see, we'll talk about practical examples. When we talk about chashad, it's really when the most likely explanation is the Issa. Now, we're all very, very familiar with the stories of Levi Yitzchak B'Dishba, for example, where he would see people doing things which pastors really were averus, and he would really be medayek in such a way, he'd work out a way of saying that it was really a person who's done something which is mutter, right? So I think really, l'alocha, that's Midas Chassidus. That's why he's a B'Dishba, he's a tzaddik. The real halacha of Don the Kafzuchos is Don the Kafzuchos, if you've got a choice. So there's two reasonable explanations. Assume the person is doing something that's of course not the chayva. Assuming they're doing something right, not something wrong. Right? It's a balance of probabilities, you know, and it's just as likely, or even slightly less likely, but it's still likely that what they're doing is allowed. So then you should be done the kafsuchos, and you should say they must be doing something right. But when the good interpretation is extremely far-fetched, even though in this case, actually, you're right, there's no chayva that don a kaschos. So again, someone walks in with a glass full of fish blood. Fish blood, I don't know how you get a glass full of fish blood. It doesn't pour out of a cow. Like where fish, where it pours out of a cow. The chances of when you walk in with a glass full of blood, the chances of that being fish blood rather than cow blood is quite remote. So that's a chashad. But with chashad, it has to be, and that's why it's not done on kaschos. Chashad, it has to be, you see someone doing something which is most likely. Whereas maras ayin, the bar seems to be much lower. Let me explain. So let's move now for a second. Just very briefly, just finish off, round off a little bit. There's also a machlekas about whether or not, as we said, whether or not maras ayin is darbonon deiraisa, whether or not it applies to mitzvahs derabbanon or not, and whether or not it applies b'chadri chadorim in private or not. So there's a sifim leheta in various cases. But first of all, another much more important point is, we don't generally say with gezeres derabbanon that we compare things to something else. Right? So you have, let's say, shneis la'arayis, you have the secondary things which are forbidden in forbidden marriages, so a person shouldn't get to the proper araya. So we don't go around adding to them. You have hilchas muksa. A person doesn't come along and start adding to hilchas muksa. Right? Gezeres derabbanon. The rabbanon made their gezeres. And that's what we have. No, nothing more. And maras ayin, the truth is, sometimes chazal matter things which you think would be asa. And sometimes chazal oisa things which you think would be mutter. It's quite hard to work out why Chazal say one thing is also and one thing is mutter. So the question is, can you b'chal add on to maras ayin at all? Because we have the various halachas, which already bought in Chazal, which say, you know, these things are maras ayin, you can't do them. Are you allowed to go adding, right? So all of a sudden now talking about, you know, walking through town with a Mark Spencer's bag, it's not mentioned on Shabbos, it's not mentioned in Chazal. So maybe leave it alone, maras ayin. Maras ayin can't expand it. So the truth is, this is a machlekas. The Maharshal and the Rashba and the Rama and the Prichadosh. The Rashba brings that it makes it. He says it's also because of maras ayin or chashad, whichever one it is, to cook meat in people milk. Woman's milk, it's not halachically chalav. Are allowed to cook in it? Says no. Maras ayin. Again, what's the chance of that being, you know, someone looks like milk, chances are it's going to be real milk. He says, not allowed to get maras ayin. That gezeirah is not put anywhere in Chazal. The Ramah takes that further And the Ramah brings the famous Issa, and the Ramah says in Yehudah that if a person wants to cook meat in Chalav Shkedim, in almond milk, we're getting a little more practical now. So the Ramah says a person shouldn't do that unless they put some Shkedim there. So they put a hacker, right, so you can see. So Prichadash says that Gezer is not in the not in Chazal. The Rashba's Gezer is already not in Chazal. The Rashba's a Rashba. But you, the Ramah, you can't come on adding even more Gezeris now. Says the Prichadash, it's mutter, you don't need to put extra Shkedim in the milk. So Machlekes, Ramah and Prichadash. So practically speaking, we usually paskin that you can add tamaris ayin, although it's true that many of the paskim are nervous to do it. So if they're looking for a sniff heter, they often will say, listen, we can't make new gezeris, but generally speaking, we are. And Rosh Avayz brings Mikah Din, really there's no extra maris ayin. But a person has to be miyais taiv, roilinig lahachme. The person should be machme on themselves. Right? So a person should be extra good, not to do something, even if really it's not maris ayin of the gezer de Rabbanon. But nonetheless, don't do something which is similar to maris ayin either. It's pretty much the practical halacha. Shasa de Chag is a little bit different, but that's basically the practical halacha. And certainly it seems with Chashad is not a specific gezer. Chashad is a general thing. All right, let's look a little bit practical now and try to apply these two categories. Just to remind us again, two things. Chashad is when a person sees you doing something which is absolutely, totally mutter, but it looks awesome. And so far we've said it means that the most likely explanation is that it is awesome. And they look at you and they say, wow, I really thought he was a Bentera, and clearly he is not, as a Balavera. That's Chashad. Despite the fact that I'm doing something mutter, the Yisim Nikiyim Me Hashem Umi Yisrael, you can't do those things. Then you have Maris Ayin, which is the opposite, which is that a person will be misled through your actions into thinking that something Asa is really mutter. Because they won't be able to countenance the possibility that what you're doing is really Asa, because you're an Elichid, you're from Yid. And so then they'll assume that the thing they think you're doing is mutter. Not that they'll think you're doing something else, which you actually are doing. They'll think you're doing something which they think is awesome, therefore they'll think it's mutter. That's Marasai. Let's talk practical. So the very, very, very famous question, it gets more and more popular every single year, this business of fake foods. I remember 15 years ago now, I worked in a vegan restaurant as a mashkiach, and they had everything was fake. So it's fake meat and it was fake milk. And they had like skewers, which they advertised as being, they wrote on the menu fake, but they advertised as being fake cheese and meat. And the truth is, it was all soya. It just looked different colors. They all tasted the same, disgusting. It was all horrible. It tastes nothing like cheese. It tastes nothing like meat. But over the last 15, 20 years, things have got much better. Right? So now you have loads of examples of food which looks like other food, which it isn't, right? So the most one which the apostle talk about is things which look like milk. So margarine on a fleshy sandwich, a pair of schnitzel with cheese, serving milk at the end of serving creamer, all of these things, right? So the Paschim talk about it, and they come to the conclusion we mentioned earlier, that when something is done by everyone, there's no chashad. Let's break it down. So someone is sitting at a meal catered by Mechziki Adas. And at the end of the meal, they start pouring coffee. You like coffee? Yes, please, sir. Do you want some cream with that? Yes, please, sir. I have to admit, I am the person that says to the waitress, is it Parav? I'm just a bit mad like that. But any normal person, the waitress is pouring out this stuff, which looks white. So which person is thinking to themselves, wow? Well, let's start with Maris Ayin. Which person is thinking to themselves, wow, I'm sitting here, Mechzik Yedas, Hechsh on the table, and they're serving milk in the coffee. I guess I heard wrong my whole life. I guess you are allowed to have milk straight after a meat meal. Party, I'm going to go home now. Start drinking meat. Who in the right mind is going to think like that? And Chashad, and Chashad also, who's going to think, wow, all of these people sitting here in this room, I really thought they were, yeah, Shemitari Mitzvahs, they've got great beards, they've got mechita, but hey, Galuti Basavachav. The person in the right mind is going to think that. So the consensus of the poskim is, it's a normal thing. People have cream at the end of the meal. People have margarine on sandwiches. People have such a thing called parashnitzel. So a normal person thinks to themselves, this is a mutter, it's either chashad or maris ayin. There are, and the truth is, plenty of people are knowing to be very machmir and to write on the menu things, right? But really, look at it, you don't need to. Right? An interesting question that was asked about, a little bit subtly different, about shetels and about men shaving in a mutter way. So that's a little bit subtly different. Because not everyone is so sure that a person is wearing a shetel. And not everyone is so sure that the person who is clean-shaven has actually done it in a mutter way, assuming there is a mutter way to do that. So it's not so straightforward as the whole 100 people sitting there drinking coffee creamer. That no one's, maybe someone will think, wow, you know, that's a very lifelike shetel. Maybe a person will think, wow, terrible pizzas. Maybe a person will think, wow, terrible pressure nowadays, people shave, how awful. So let's break it down again. So let's ask Maris Ayin. So again, the boundary for Maris Ayin is relatively low. Right? So the Gemara says fish blood. As Yossi very rightly said, come on, think to yourself, maybe it's fish blood. But nonetheless, the danger of Maris Ayin is so strong that the Chazal say fish blood is also to drink in a cup. So Maris Ayin is very, very serious. So the person looking at this person shaven, or this woman wearing a shetel, is there Maris Ayin there? So for there to be Maris Ayin, the person would have to see them and say, wow, it must be mutter to walk around with hair uncovered. Must be mutter to do a wet shave. Chopped by the barbers now, had a beard my whole life. Got stopped by the barbers, lather me up, shave me off, must be mutter. Look, just saw these guys who are clean shaven. Again, what's the likelihood of that? If a person already is choshed, that a person has shaved, or the lady is not covering her hair, but just think, okay, you know, there's... When they say no rabbin, there's people that do that. How sad. They're not going to marry a heter for themselves. They're not going to think it's allowed. There's no maris ayin here. Is the chashad? So a Moshe brings no chashad either. Because the bar for chashad is quite high. Now this is very different than the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer seems to say that the bar for chashad is very low. That even if people just think totally crazy things about you, you have to be worried about it. Lulli Sefin, I would say the difference is, the Chasam Sefer, the Mishnah Shkolim, is talking about people in a certain position. If a person is a Chasam Sefer, then yeah, they have to worry about even a person thinking crazy things. But a regular person, Mikha Adin, the bar of Chashad is quite high. In other words, it has to be the most logical explanation is that you're doing something forbidden. And yes, everyone knows such a thing as shetels. And everyone knows that such a thing as ways of taking off a beard in a way which is not awesome. So the reasonable thing to assume is the person did those things. Therefore, there is neither says Moshe, neither Maya, the Maris Ayin, nor Chashad. So both those cases, in the case of the creamer, and in the case of shaving and shetels, there's neither Chashad nor Maris Ayin. Now, the truth is, the question in those cases is really Chashad. Of course there's no Maris Ayin. Right? No one really is going to go get themselves a wet shave because they see someone without a beard. It's Chashad. It's whether or not a person is going to think bad about someone else. As so Ramesh says, the bar of chashad is very high. But when there is maris ayin, it's much lower. So to understand this, this shiva Ramesh, just a little bit of history for a second. So Ramesh asked this question in Elul Tosh Yud Tes, 1958. In the 50s and 60s in America, there was a very big problem of frum shuls, orthodox shuls, becoming conservative, and even reform. And one of the gateways was to remove mechitzas. Right? So a lot of the poskim of the time write in a great length about the importance of a mechitza. Right? It's a very big thing in the 60s. Right? That was the question of the time. So there was people, they weren't yet fully conservative. So there was people who were otherwise shemateri mitzvahs, at least to a basic level. And they were being mereheta, they were allowing themselves to take down the mechitza. Rabbanim would take down the mechitza. Rabbanim with decent smichas were taking down mechitzas. It was a very, very big problem. Very much large amount of peretz geder, breaking it down of a geder at that time. So in those days, someone asked Rav Moshe. And they said, there's a shul in my neighborhood where they took down the mechitza. So I know that in the place where they took down the mechitza, it's asa to go in there. It's asa to daven in there. No questions. Moshe talks about that at great length. No questions. But this shul have decided to make like a side room. And the side room is going to have a mechitza. Now, another place in which talks about conservative reform, doesn't mention it here. It seems they're not yet conservative. But they have a shul where they don't have a mechitza, and they have a side room where they do have a mechitza. And this man wants to walk into, I don't know, Beth something or other, take a left, go daven with the minyan mechitza. Is he allowed to do that? So there is a very clear Mishnah. Mishnah Avodah Zarah, a little bit earlier than the one we spoke about earlier. The Mishnah Avodah Zarah, David Alfam of base, talks about Ir Sheish Bavidus Kechavim, a city where there is Avodah Kechavim. Mao Leilech Lasham, are you allowed to go into the place where there is Avodah Zarah? And Rashi says on a day when they are serving Avodah Zarah, but of course you're just going there to meet someone, you're going for a business meeting. So the Mishnah says, Bizman Shaderech Miuchedes Leisamakim, if the only reason to go down this road is to get into this city where the Avodah Zarah is, asa. If there's another road that comes out the other side, doesn't go near the Avodah Zarah, muta. Yeah, so city, if the only reason why you're walking down this road is because then this road is a base of Avodah Zarah, even though you're planning on stopping before you get there and talking to someone, asa. Says Rashi, because of Chashad. The person sees a whole crowd of people walking down the road towards wherever the Vatican, and you're in the middle, what are you walking down that road for? It's Chashad. But if that road branches off just before it gets there and goes down the side streets, mutter, says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. First question, do people know that inside this shul there's two minyanim? If they don't, then zich is also. It's straight out of this Mishnah. People see you walking in, they don't know there's a kosher minyan on the side. They'll think you're going to daven in the main minyan, which is asa. They'll think you're davening a minyan without mechitza, which is asa. Says Moshe, let's take it a little bit further. The Mishnah is talking about chashad. Someone's going to think that you're doing something which is asa. They're going to think you're going to have it on. The question is, how does Rashi know here that it's chashad, not marasayin that we're worried about? Because everyone knows Avodah Zarah is asa. No one's going to think, because they see someone walking down the road to a base tifla, to a base of Avodah Zarah, they're going to think of Avodah Zarah's mutter. Every year knows Avodah Zarah's mutter. It's asa. Every year knows Avodah Zarah's asa. So the problem is going to be chashad. They're going to think, oi mehel anu oi. Says Moshe, when a person goes into a shul, whatever you want to call it, synagogue, which has no mechitza in it, and they don't know there's an alternative, there is chashad. But there's also marasayin as well. Because, again, this is very, very applicable to his days. Because there's a whole tumult going on, and people are taking down mechitzas left, right, and center. And people who otherwise were known as Shemitari Mitzvahs, davening and minyanim without mechitza. So it's very, very likely that someone's going to think you're one of the people who hold that it's mutter to daven in a place without a mechitza. And they'll learn from you that it's mutter. So it's chashad and there's marasayin. What difference does it make? It's also it's asa. The difference is if they do know that there's an alternative minyan there. So if the problem is chashad, then if they know there's an alternative minyan in there, no chashad. It's like the road into the place of Avodah Zarah, where there's two roads. Right? So they see you walking in, the likelihood, look, you're from Yid, there's two minyanim in that place, Pashish, definitely in the proper minyan. No chashad. But Maris Ayin there is. Because on Maris Ayin we're much stricter. So that since there's a whole discussion about whether or not you have to have a mechitza, don't have a mechitza. Since people are confused, since there is a huge pirtza going on, so therefore there's a danger of maris ayin, that someone's going to make a mistake and think that actually, you see, you are allowed to daven in the shul. That's what it says. So Moshe, you're not allowed to go in, even if they have a big sign outside that advertises second minyan with mechitza, 10 o'clock, you're still not allowed to go in there. Because even though there's no chashad, there is marasai. As usual, I'll have to rush a little bit at the end. Let's talk a little bit about restaurants. So let's talk about the strictest thing for a moment. It's about someone who wants to sit in a restaurant. If you want to sit in a restaurant, and let's say it was possible to order something mutter, let's say. So they want to sit in a restaurant and eat something mutter. Are they allowed to do that? Says Moshe, absolutely not. First of all, because of chashad. Because why do people generally sit in restaurants to eat? What do people normally eat in restaurants? Treif. But even more so because of potential maris ayin. However, he says in the case of tzar gadol, you can be mekel. But the other question is asked, what happens? Okay, that's eating. Now, for example, they also make a chilek if with a works canteen, for example. So works canteen, where everyone comes down to eat. And in the corner, there's a canteen selling tray for food. So there, the consensus of the poskim is that you aren't allowed to sit there. Because marasayin there isn't. No one's going to think to themselves, ah, bacon butty is a really mutter. He sits there eating. And so marasayin there isn't. And chashad, the probabilities are that like half the room, you bought a packed lunch. And therefore, a person who sees you sit to eat there needs to think, not that you ate, bought from the tray for canteen, but you don't think. So restaurants, where the normal is to buy and eat the food from the place, and 90% of what's being sold there is treif, so sit and eat is a problem of chashad, if not marasayin. Whereas in a works canteen, there's neither chashad or marasayin. And what about, for example, going in? So going in and buying a Coke, for example. So, from McDonald's. So, l'cha'era, it's kind of the same. In other words, if you're walking out with a McDonald's bag, chayr is exactly the same as eating inside. It'll be oseh except b'shas t'chat gadol. But if your person's walking out with a Coke, then maybe you could find a way to be mekel. So if it's known, and a better example really is a coffee shop, let's say. So leaving aside all the problems of coffee, we're not the coffee in a Starbucks. Let's, naniach, you can. So people know there's coffee there that's being sold, and half the people in the queue are buying coffee, and half the people in the queue are buying bacon butties and their coffee. So there's no marasayin, there's no chashad. So perhaps we could say it's aseh, even if not ideal. Pardon? I think because when a person, that's the question. So in other words, if there is the possibility there, right, that people do go in to use the toilet, or people do go in to buy Cokes, then whichever direction you're walking in, there isn't really a problem. But when you're walking out, again, so if you've got a McDonald's bag, you've already taken it down level of chashad, right? People see you walking in, it's possibly buying Cokes, possibly going to the bathroom, it's possibly got a little bit lost, right? If you're walking out with food, with a, you could argue it's coming much more worse. What's interesting, however, is that the Paschim and Echasal are generally speaking much more machmir. So when you're talking about an Echasal, a tray for restaurants, generally speaking, we're much more machmir. Why I was living in McDonald's in England, McDonald's and Echasal, it's because of Maris Ayin. So Chashad would be the same. If there is a reasonable likelihood that the reason why he went in there was to buy a Coke, or the reason why he went in there was to use the bathroom, no chashad. And no one is thinking that X tray for restaurant in England is really kosher. Therefore, no marasayin. But in Echasol, where you have restaurant after restaurant, and some of them have a heksha, and some of them don't, and some of them have a real heksha, and some of them have a pretend heksha, there's a real problem of marasayin, which is much, much worse. So in other words, even if there's a possibility that there's someone out there who knows vaguely that there are some McDonald's in Echasol with a heksha, and therefore they see you sitting in McDonald's, buying Coke, or they see you going in to the bathroom, and you've got yarmulke, and they're going to think, oh, wow, this must be a kosher restaurant. Then it really gets part of Maris Ayin. And as we said, Maris Ayin is much stricter. So the possibility of misleading a person into doing an Issa is much, much stricter. And therefore, the consensus of the Paschal in Echasol is that it's also tall to go into a trefer restaurant in Echasol, even not to use the bathroom and not to meet a friend or whatever. Whereas outside of Echasol, there's sometimes room to be mekel, because the issue is chashad, which is a matter of probabilities, rather than maras ayin, which again the prohibition kicks in much earlier. So we'll end with the way we begun. V'yisen nikiyim me'ashem or mi'yisrael, that where exactly the exact geder is, we do need to be So Anthony the shoes, Samaras eye, and the zecher wasn't. No one thinks themselves, this lady's walking through town, it must be motor to go buy stuff in Marks and Spencer's. Chashad, there isn't really either. Because people, generally speaking, use plastic bags. I've got a whole bag of plastic bags at home. However, you could say, Rav Moshe Weiss says, the miyais toiv, even though really there's no chashad, she shouldn't really have done it. Person should think for themselves first, you know, take yourselves a clear paper bag, or don't walk necessarily down Market Street. Issa, there definitely isn't, but miyais toiv, she really should have been a little bit more careful. Thank you very much. And then, yeah, she can be up my seat.